Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
This has really been some winter.
No, you said it.
Did you know that it snowed all last night?
Yeah, I heard it.
You heard it snowing?
Yeah, I heard it on the radio.
Woo, I'm in the spirit today, child. Well, I'm gonna leave for church now.
Florence! Do you have to go today? There's a lot of snow out there.
That don't make no difference. The good Lord's gonna be there, and I sure don't want to disappoint him.
That's a lovely sentiment.
Besides, I'm singing in the church choir today.
Oh, the Reverend must be really happy to have you in the choir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, ain't nobody gonna fall asleep while you singing.
Forgive me for saying this, Lord. I know you made everybody in your image, but you sure struck out with him.
You hear what she told him about me?
Well, you brought it on yourself, George.
I'm sorry I said that, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, you are?
That wasn't very Christian of me. And when I'm in church today, I'm going to pray for you.
And please ask him to make George a little more understanding.
I ain't going to be there but a couple of hours, not a lifetime.
Oh, Florence.
Hi, Florence.
It's your in-laws.
Do you have to yell the bad news all over the building?
Hi, Louise. I brought you the French record you wanted to borrow.
Oh, thanks. I mean, merci.
How are the lessons going?
Fine.
Oh, I think it's a great idea learning another language. Hey, George, why don't you share the fun with her and learn how to speak French, too?
Why should I learn how to speak French? They sent me the bill in English.
Out?
Yep, we're going out to throw snowballs.
In this weather?
It's hard to make them in the summer.
Why are y'all hanging all over each other like that?
It's love.
Looks more like drunk.
You're not really going to throw snowballs, are you?
We sure are. Then we're going to take a walk through the park.
And buy some hot chestnuts.
You want us to bring you some nuts back, George?
No, thanks. You two enough for one day.
I'm so excited. We haven't done stuff like this since we first started going together.
We'd ask you to join us, Louise, but this is something Helen and I have to do by ourselves.
Oh, I'm glad. Because the only place I like to see snow is on Christmas cards.
Well, I must confess, if it hadn't been for MI, I would never have thought about running around in the street picking up snowballs.
On this street, you better be careful. That's all you pick up.
What do you mean, M.I.? Who's M.I.?
Oh, it's not a who, it's a what.
M.I. is Marriage Improvers. It's an organization that helps people to improve their marriages.
And it sure helped us this past week.
Oh, Helen, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were having trouble.
Oh, we weren't. M.I. isn't for marriages that are in trouble. It's just to make marriages better.
Look, if you want to make your marriage better, you don't need M.I., you need D.C.
D.C.
Divorce Court.
Oh, George. But I don't get the point.
Neither did we till some friends talked us into trying it. And it was worth every cent. Now, Helen and I are different people.
I could have told you that for nothing.
Knock it off, George. What do you mean different?
Well, MI made us realize that a lot of the old romance had gone out of our lives.
What our marriage needed was a breath of fresh air.
And that's why you going out in the snow?
Yeah, it's kind of like an adventure. We're doing something crazy together.
Something romantic.
Something romantic. It does sound like fun, doesn't it, George?
Why you have to be romantic? You're already married.
There, you see, Helen, we could have become just like him.
Not you.
But how does this MI work?
Well, it teaches you how to share.
And it's really peaceful. You go away to a motel for the week.
You're supposed to do that before you get married.
George!
I think everybody could benefit from it. Why, Helen and I never realized what problems we had.
Look, me and Weezy got a great marriage, and we ain't got to go to no crummy motel to talk about it.
Tom and I discovered we'd been hiding things we weren't even aware of. There were some things about him other people knew, but I didn't.
The wife is always the last to know.
Not those kind of things, little things.
Little things mean a lot, you know.
Oh, why don't you write a song about that?
I think this marriage improver sounds very interesting.
Why don't you come to one of the meetings?
Yes, they're having a meeting next week. You and George could come as our guests.
Sorry, that's out. I'm gonna be working that night.
I didn't say what night it was.
But I'm gonna be working any night the meeting is on.
Oh, that's a dangerous sign, George. Staying at work to avoid the issues.
No, I'm staying at work to avoid the ghetto.
Sorry, Helen. I guess the meeting's out.
No. Let's go, darling. That's too bad. I think you're making a mistake, George.
No, we made the mistake, thinking George would be interested in something worthwhile.
Them Willis has got some nerve going. Come down here and tell us something's wrong with our marriage.
No, George. They just said you could make a good marriage better. They didn't say there was anything wrong with our marriage. There isn't, is there?
Isn't what?
Anything wrong with our marriage. George?
No, there's nothing wrong. We got a great marriage. Now, will you shut up and let me read the paper?
It sure is wonderful being reassured like that. Oh, this is funny.
If it's funny, let me hear it. I need a good laugh after talking to them goofy Willises.
I don't mean funny, ha-ha. I mean funny peculiar.
Oh, then it's about the Willises.
No, we were talking about marriage. Oh. And here's a quiz on it. It's called, Is Your Marriage Really Working? You want to try it?
No way.
Oh, come on, George. It could be fun.
Look, Weezy, I ain't got no time for no dumb questions.
Well, you just flunked the first one.
Say what?
It says right here, refusing to take this quiz could indicate one is trying to hide one's marital problems by denying them.
Does it say anything about one's wife bugging one while one's trying to read one's newspaper?
You aren't afraid of answering these questions, are you?
Of course not. Ask me. Ask me anything. But I ain't answered nothing about sex.
You just flunked the next five.
Come on, Weezy. You're going to ask me a question tonight.
Okay. See, what did you answer to this one? I can't be happy unless I always put my mate's happiness above my own.
That's the way I am.
That's wrong. Putting your mate's happiness above everything else isn't love, it's worship.
Then you ain't got nothing to worry about because I was lying.
What?
Well, I just said that because I figured that's what you wanted to hear. I was afraid to say what I really thought.
What? You just flunked question 11. Do you share your fears with your loved ones?
Weezy, how can I fail a test I ain't even taken?
Believe me, you're flunking it.
Damn it, Weezy, this ain't fair now.
Don't shout, George.
I'll shout if I want to shout.
Okay, but you just blew another one. Are you unable to have a simple discussion without it turning into a shouting match?
I'm tired of this test. I don't want to hear no more. Ain't nothing worse than a bunch of dumb questions.
Unless it's a bunch of dumb answers.
Will you just forget about this stupid test?
Just like you forgot Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day. Every year since we've been married, you've given me a box of chocolates. But this year, nothing.
Look, Weezy, I didn't forget. I was just thinking of you.
What?
Well, you are getting kind of heavy around the hips there. You know?
Oh, so now I don't look so good to you.
No, 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 you look great to me. Bigger and better than ever. Come on now, Weezy, this is crazy. What are we fighting about? We got a great marriage.
I'm not so sure anymore. The Willises were right. Our marriage does need improvement.
No, it don't! We're happy, you hear? Happy, happy, happy. I'm happy, see? You're happy. You have always been happy. You're going to keep on being happy, even if it kills you.
Where are you going?
Down to Charlie's bar to celebrate how happy I am.
I'm sorry I had to call Ralph to interrupt your snowball fight, but I didn't know what to do.
Oh, it's okay. It was getting too one-sided anyway. Tom hit me twice as much as I hit him.
How come?
I'm easier to see in the snow than he is. Oh, I'm sorry. We shouldn't joke at a time like this.
If it hadn't been for you two, I wouldn't have realized that our marriage needed help. But George won't admit it.
Well, couldn't you persuade him to come to one of our marriage improvers meetings? Oh, they're having one next Thursday.
We could be divorced by then.
We're not trained counselors, you know, but... Say, Helen, maybe they could try these.
Yeah, and we know how the MI method works. Maybe we can get George to try some of the things we did.
Can you do them in public?
Oh, sure. The things we did in private were our own idea.
Oh, George, you're back.
No, this ain't me. It's Sidney Poitier coming to dinner.
Now, George, don't start another fight.
I ain't starting no fight.
Yes, you are.
No, I ain't. I'm too happy.
Hold it, you two. Maybe I can help.
Yeah, you can help. You can help your wife up to your own apartment.
George, I asked Tom and Helen to come here because we've got a problem.
That was dumb. They are the problem. That's like a mouse asking a cat to guard his cheese.
Oh, so now I'm a piece of cheese, am I?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, George, why don't you sit down and let's talk this over rationally?
Good idea.
He went into the John.
Well, you told him to sit down.
George, come out of there. Stop acting like a child.
Maybe that's the way to get him out. Treat him like we did Jenny when she was a child.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea, Helen. Okay, George, don't come out.
I'm not.
That's right. You just stay in there, and everybody out here will have a good time at the party and eat up all your birthday cake.
Birthday cake?
Well, that's how it worked with Jenny.
Maybe we better leave, Louise. I don't think you need MI. You need the UN.
I guess you're right, Helen. George is just jealous because you've got a much better marriage than he has.
That's a lie. They got a lousy marriage.
Then how come they've been so happy together all of these years?
That's just a cover-up.
What?
That's right. You two got to stay together because if you split up, you know people be talking about you. If me and Weezy split up, ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
I'd say plenty.
Look, just shut up, Weezy. Look, black coffee is stronger than coffee and cream anytime.
But it ain't as sweet.
Look, me and Weezy got the best marriage in this building.
Then why are you so scared to test it?
I ain't scared of nothing.
Yes, you are. You're afraid to try some of the exercises we did at MI.
No, I ain't afraid of no exercise. Look, I used to exercise every day when I was in the service. When I was about to exercise.
Not those kind of exercises, George.
No, it's no use, Louise. He's scared, all right.
All right. Bring on your exercise. Come on. I'm going to prove to you that Wheezy is happily married, no matter how miserable she thinks she is.
Okay. Now, just sit here on these tables. George, you sit right here. And Louise, you sit over here and face each other. Now, this is a simple exercise to help you communicate.
This is stupid. Me and Wheezy don't have to communicate. We live in the same apartment.
George, communicating is somebody talking and somebody listening.
I know that.
Then do the last half.
Now, the whole purpose of this is to show each other what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is getting this over with.
What are you doing?
Well, you sit here facing each other, huh? Knees touching and holding hands.
Okay, now what?
Well, just relax. Why don't you start, Louise? Mention whatever comes to mind.
What am I supposed to do?
You answer her with the first thing that comes to your mind, without thinking.
Just like you always do, George.
Okay, go.
Okay, hot, cold, sweet,
sour,
good,
me.
Me? How did you come by me?
Because it's good of me to sit through this junk.
George!
That's all right, Louise. If that's the first thing that came to his mind, that's what he should say. Go on.
High.
Taxes.
Low.
Interest.
Money.
Trucks.
Hold it. I know I'm not supposed to interrupt, but what does a truck have to do with money?
Plenty. Truck goes by a curb, splashes mud on suit. Suit goes to cleaners. I make money.
Wait a minute, you two. The whole purpose of this thing is to dig into your relationship.
Yes, you must be much more personal. Now, just forget that we're here.
I wish I could.
Now, listen, you.
It was
little...
the first thing that popped in my mind.
Start again, and this time, make it personal.
Marriage.
Ring.
Sex.
Seven.
I said sex.
Oh, I thought you said six.
For a minute there, he had me worried.
I'll try again. Sex.
Red light.
What?
Red light. That means that's the end of the line. Won't stop. Dead end. Look, I'm not opening up our bedroom door to peeping Tom here.
I don't think this is working, Tom.
Oh, you're right. Why don't we drop this and get to the thing that really helped us the most?
You mean role reversal?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, you pretend you're George, and George pretends he's you.
For what?
You see, when you put yourself into another person's place, it helps you to understand his point of view, how he thinks, what his problems are.
Look, Weez, this is all a bunch of kid stuff.
No, it isn't. Listen, the Indians had an expression. Never judge another man until you've walked in his moccasins for two moons.
That's why they all had athlete's feet.
George, are you going along with this or not?
Okay, okay, I'll pretend to be Wheezy. But I ain't wearing no dress.
You don't have to. Now, Louise, you're George, and you can pick your favorite part of the day.
Good. I'll be coming home from work.
And what'll you be doing, George?
I'll be reading the sports page and drinking a beer.
No! You're Louise, remember? You have to do something she would be doing.
Oh. Well, in that case, I just sit there and do nothing. She locked herself out, ain't that dumb?
Yeah, she's playing you.
What you doing here? Hi, Wheezy.
Oh, George. Oh. I think it's so wonderful that my man has been out making all this money to get all these wonderful things for me, more than I deserve. Ain't you forgetting something?
Yeah, when do we eat?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
How did everything go at work today?
Great. Just great. Open up 3 new stores, so I'll hardly be home from now on.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think it's great that I got a man who's so smart to keep me in all of this luxury.
Now, I'd never say anything like that.
Well, you ain't you now. I'm you.
Tom!
He can say what he wants. That's how you'll find out what he's really thinking.
But...
Keep going, Louise.
Anything new, Weezy?
Nothing much. We're having company for dinner.
Who?
The Willises.
No way! Looking at them is going to spoil my dinner.
I agree with you, George. But what can I do? They keep pushing themselves in here.
He's not playing fair. I wouldn't say anything like that either.
That's what's wrong with you. If you did say something like that once in a while, we'd get along better.
Now, wait a minute.
Look, you stay out of this. You ain't even came down to dinner yet.
This isn't getting anywhere. You're both too angry. Now, you've got to get rid of your hostilities or nothing will work.
You're right, Helen. And this is what's going to do it.
Put it over.
They're badakas. They're made of foam rubber. It's the best way to get relief when the pressure builds up.
What's the matter with bicarbonate soda?
You don't understand, George. What you have to do is take one of those and hit Louise.
Hit Louise?
Anywhere but in the face.
Look, I ain't never hit Louise a day in my life, no matter what stupid thing she did.
Do I get to hit him back?
You sure do. It doesn't hurt. And this will help you both get rid of all that anger.
Go ahead, hit him.
This is kind of weird.
I don't know.
Believe me, Louise, you'll feel much better.
Well, if you say so. Like that?
No, like this.
You're right, Ella. I feel better already.
Oh, yeah? You know something, Willis? For once in your life, you're right. I feel much better now.
Me too.
That's the whole point, you see? You've gotten rid of that anger. Now you can speak freely and easily and clear up any problem, no matter how big, without fighting.
Good. Is this what they do at those meetings?
Well, sometimes.
Oh, well, me and Weezy ain't got to go then. When we get uptight, we just beat each other's brains.
That's not fair, because Louise will always finish first.
Well, I guess we can go now. May we have our patakas back?
No, wait a minute. I got one little teeny piece of anger to get rid of yet.
Oh, go ahead. Let her have it.
Hey, you can't do that.
Why not? You said it's good for everybody.
That's right. Oh, George, I'm going to do this again.
Yourselves fighting like that on the Lord's Day.
Florence, how would you like it if I never got mad at you again?
That would be a blessing.
And how would you like it if you never got mad at me?
Now that would be a miracle.
Okay. Stay right there a minute.
What's wrong with you?
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.